Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, as always. Whoa, ladies and gentlemen, the plot absolutely thickens. This is indeed the broadcast for June 26th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and the goal always remains the same: to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. The supreme law of the land has never been more important, ladies and gentlemen. The restoration of the republic has never been more important. Revolution, not an option. Restoration of the country, the only answer. Pure application of the principles that made America great is the key to the exercise. And ladies and gentlemen, the Republicans have handed Barack Hussein Obama victory after victory after victory. The American people give a mandate to their politicians via the Republican Party to change the game and stop Barack. And wow, the Republicans have quadrupled down in just the opposite. They've been partnering with Barack on everything under the sun. It's almost like they're going for broke before we kick them all out. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds today. If that's not enough, I was going to do the recap of yesterday's broadcast, but there's so much to talk about, I don't even have time. So we'll skip that. We'll welcome everybody to the broadcast. First, Kirk Cosby, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Secondly, we have, of course, the good sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack, with us. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks a lot, Sam. It's good to be here. Sorry I missed yesterday.
No worries, my friend. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We also have our buddy James Edwards, dear friend, political talk show host. ThePoliticalCesspool.org is the website, ThePoliticalCesspool.org, an award-winning talk show every Saturday evening. And James Edwards has been on with us several times this week. He normally joins us once a month on Liberty Roundtable Live. But, man, there's been occasion to chat quite a bit more. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Such an honor to be on with all of you today.
And now the reason to chat even further has heightened. The headline from the Washington Post, lone wolf extremists like Dylann Roof are easy to develop but hard to track, is the headline from the Washington Post. Now, basically, it ties us right into the mix. They don't mention Liberty News Radio one bit. They don't mention Sam Bushman, the owner of Liberty News Radio. I don't think they dare touch that. They don't want to put a blind guy on TV talking about race. They don't dare. And this is an open challenge. They don't dare do it. Okay? However, they do talk about James Edwards in this Washington Post piece. They do talk about the political cesspool, nationally syndicated by Liberty News Radio and available at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And here's the deal. The Political Cesspool radio program is a pro-white radio program. That's the facts, right, James?
Well, I mean, you know, we say basically, when you start talking about that, it's such a slippery slope because they use, you know, pride. If you have pride in who you are, they'll, you know, of course, liken that to being a supremacist or a Nazi, all of these other things that we absolutely condemn and have nothing to do with. But no, we say basically that we believe that everyone ought to be proud of who they are, who their parents were, who their ancestors were, and everyone should have a healthy pride in their cultural heritage, and we claim that for ourselves just as any minority group would. And that's pretty much the length and the gist of it. And so, yeah, by that standard of measurement, I would say, yes, we are pro-white, but not anti-anyone else.
And they believe in special privileges for all. Not. They believe in equality for all, special privileges for none. And I slip up on that on purpose a little bit, James, because that's what they're trying to play games with, right?
Well, I mean, it would certainly seem as though, Sam, I mean, there is obviously a very distinct double standard there with regards to who's allowed to celebrate their ancestry and who isn't. And, you know, we had an opportunity to do, I know better. I know better after 10 years in this. You know, there's only really one organization that's ever referred to us as white supremacist or whatever, that's a Southern Poverty Law Center. And so consider the source. You know, when I've had appearances on CNN in the past, you know, I had a string of appearances. I was a regular contributor to CNN for a short time. They always introduced me accurately as a conservative talk radio host. This is how I prefer to be introduced, because that's what I consider myself to be, nothing more, nothing less. And in fact, when the local CBS affiliate ran a story on us this week, conservative James Edwards, conservative political cesspool. That is accurate. That's fair. And I told this, well, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but basically we had an interview request this week from the senior editor of the Washington Post. And because that is one of two newspapers of record in this country, that and the New York Times, I said, you know what, it's worth it. I know how print media is. It's worth it to go for it and consent to this interview with the Washington Post. And because we've become well-known in our capacity as talk radio hosts, it's not unusual for us to get interview requests. And I've got the email right here, very cordial, from Mr. Mark Fisher. And he says he would love to have an interview with me to talk about the shootings in Charleston and take my opinion on that. And he'd be most grateful if I participate. Very cordial, very polite. And I reciprocated in kind. And I talked with him for an hour. On Monday. And in fact, as soon as I gave him my number and he called me, he had apparently been on our website. He said, "Happy birthday!" You know, because Monday was my birthday. And I posted something there about my birthday. I had a baby picture of me in 1980. Anyway, very polite, very cordial. We talked for an hour. And if anybody's ever listened to me on the radio, you know, we're very polite, genteel. And I say, you know, we're Christians, number one. That's first. And we're conservative, and this is the show. Now, yes, we're proud of who we are, and we don't back down. We do talk about certain taboo issues, like the United States Department of Justice and their accounting of interracial crime, and that's a big talking point. And this thing with Charleston was because apparently this sicko, this murderous thug, was motivated by truthful crime statistics, you know, that have been compiled by the United States Department of Justice, or at least backed up by the United States Department of Justice, when they say there were 500,000 interracial violent crimes by the most recent report, and 83% of those were black on white. So we talk about these things knowing that it's going to get us the negative stigma of all of these, you know, absurd and ludicrous terms. But this is what we were talking about. And I presented the case very articulately, I felt, very, very kind and very gracious. But also, you know, we didn't back down. We were assertive. And at the end of the conversation, I said, I would appreciate if you would refer to me in your article as a conservative and refer to my program as a conservative show. I said, if you have to mention what the Southern Poverty Law Center says, and I mentioned to him about CNN and all the other organizations and news that have accurately referred to me as a conservative. But I said, if you have to refer, you know, if you have to put the other side in there, say that I consider myself to be a conservative, but there are other groups such as the Southern Poverty Law Center, for instance, that claim that he is something else. But no, that is not what he did. And I said, can I count on you to do that? Can I count on you to be fair, Mr. Fish? He said, sure. That was it. I emailed him as soon as we got off the phone saying, thanks so much for the cordial conversation. I look forward to reading the article. Go about my way. Then it gets published. The very first sentence, this guy was obviously very disturbed, and that was me referring to Dylan Roof, said James Edwards, host of the political cesspool, a white supremacist radio show. And so this is what
now, let me just stop you there for a second, James, and add a little bit of commentary to this. The headline says, lone wolf extremist are easy to develop but hard to track, Mark Fisher, Wash Post. Now, it's an absolutely very long article, and it tries to round up so-called every extremist, at least according to their claim on the planet. They talk about Earl Holt of the Council of Conservative Citizens. They talk about Bill Johnson of the American Freedom Party. They put James Edwards in there. They basically do their very best to kind of round up the who's who and try to paint this as, hey, there's not really any difference between Mr. Dylan Roof and James Edwards or Bill Johnson. They're really the same people with the same agenda given time, right?
Exactly right. Every other word is white supremacist this, violence that, James Edwards, violence, white supremacist. And he obviously listened to our show last week on Saturday night, because he referenced something that I said where I talk about how this sort of interracial violence from white males. And we, of course, deplored the violence in Charleston. We said, you know, unequivocally that our hearts and prayers go out to the families of the victims. And we've been very clear, and I was very clear with him about that, but he quoted something that I said in my show, which, of course, I stand by, saying that this sort of violence, white-on-black violence, is very rare. And then he mentioned, one of our commercial breaks. So he was listening to the show, but apparently Sandy didn't care to listen to the third hour or that it fit his narrative when we had a very prominent black mentee, who is a talk radio show host, Andrew Clark Sr., who said he'd listened to our broadcast and he agrees with our commentary 100%. And,
of course, he's not going to quote that guy at all because that might let people know the truth. The article has been manipulated. The conversation, the details that James Edwards covered with the author of this article in the Washington Post, Mr. Mark Fisher, and what got published 180 degrees different. When we get back, we'll let you finish up on this, James. Stay right there. Also, they've done the same thing to Sheriff Richard Mack. We'll get into that on your radio. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Sheriff Richard Mack and James Edwards both on the radio with us. And I find several things fascinating. I'm not begging for attention. But I find what's fascinating is they quote Bill Johnson. They quote everybody and their dog in this article. They don't mention a thing about Sam Bushman, who somehow is at the center of every one of these issues. I'm at the center of the thing with James because I syndicate James's show. I actually syndicate shows for Bill Johnson. I've been listed on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website as one of the largest hate groups in the state of Utah. I'm really this group, but it's only Sam Bushman. It's kind of comical, actually. They don't do their research. I'm also involved as much as you can possibly get with Sheriff Richard Mack and the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. We'll get to Sheriff's situation in just a second, but I'm at the center of that one. But somehow they never mentioned my name. They never mentioned my radio network, and I think they don't know what to do with me. First off, I don't know what color they are. I may have said publicly when we get on the TV discussing race, I'm going to ask them what color they are to start out. I ask questions like, if we're not racist, why do we have black churches in the first place? Okay? So it's very interesting, and I'm not looking for attention, but when I say statements like that, Karl Rove makes statements like this. Only way to stop the violence is to repeal the Second Amendment. Well, I'm ready to go on the mainstream press and talk about that statement from Karl Rove.
Mm-hmm.
Why on earth are we going to allow us to Karl Rove, the quote leader, the marketing director, so to speak, by de facto for the Republican Party? Only way to stop the violence is to repeal the Second Amendment. The headline attacking James Edwards and just about everybody we know with my name completely absent says lone wolf extremists like Dylann Roof are easy to develop but hard to track, says Mark Fisher of the Washington Post. Now, the discussion James Edwards had with Mark Fisher and what got published are 180 degrees opposite. And here's what's happening. The article basically makes this general point all the way through and caps with the discussion with James Edwards. But it makes this point. Hey, it used to be the KKK en masse in the streets committing hardcore violence. Now they've backed away from the violence, these extremists. But they create these lone wolves. By the way, lone wolf is used in government documents and legislation about domestic threats. And now they're trying to paint everything you and I do, if we stand up for God, family, and country, or life, liberty, and property, they basically are creating this case that, you know what, there may not be mass people in the streets because you don't have any real power, James, or any real authority like the KKK once had. You're just as evil, if not worse, but what you're doing is you're creating lone wolves. You are a lone wolf, except for you're just too chicken to do anything about it. But Dylann is really a hero, even though he's evil.
Yep.
He is willing to do something where you're not. You're a coward, but you're manufacturing these people. Sam Bushman is manufacturing these people. And they're using these terms that'll codify this into, hey, it's not just a hate crime. It's a terrorist act, sir.
Well, first of all, I don't want to take any more time from the good sheriff. If I'd known he was going to be on, I would have said, put me on later.
No, I'm enjoying this. Keep going.
Thank you.
Keep going, and we're gonna tie Sheriff Richard Mack right at the center of these similar attacks in seconds.
Much too much respect for Sheriff Mack to take a minute, but no, here's the thing. You know, this it's all part of their narrative, all part of their agenda. This gentleman, Mr. Fisher, couldn't have possibly left that hour-long interview that he had with me, reasonably believing under any circumstances that I'm any of the things that he attributed or alluded to in this article. It's, you know, they have this agenda is to discredit the people with whom they disagree. And that's why you hear it's so prevalent now, so pervasive, these pejorative terms, these socio-political nuclear bombs like racist, white supremacist. You know, basically any traditional conservative, which is what I am.
Lone wolf, sir. You're one of those, too,
you,
by the
you
way.
Know, they're going to tie you into violence. They're going to tie you into all of these groups. The Klan, I mean, I've never even met... You've listened to hundreds and hundreds of my shows. That, you know, we obviously, I feel dirty even having to put this out there as if I feel it's necessary, but that, of course, we've never advocated or sanctioned violence. But if you read this story, we are one step away from Dylann Roof. And so, yeah, you know, he asked me about crime.
Well, Dylann Roof is not a coward like you, so you know what? You're quite worse than him.
You know, I'm worse than him because
I
supposedly have these beliefs, but I just don't act. But this is the Washington Post, for God's sake. Like I said, now, if this was on CNN, if this was on live radio and they called me one of these names, I could say, hold up, back up, you apologize for that. That is not the case. And then we could go about our business. But it's in print now. There's no way I can get another word in, which is why I don't consent to newspaper interviews. But, I mean, is it hate? You know, he asked me about crime statistics. I said, listen, you know, obviously we do have a problem with interracial crime, but it's not, you know, predominantly coming from people like Dylann Roof. Obviously, he was a very demented and deranged and drug-addled individual. You know, we hope that he receives, when found guilty, and it looks like he obviously will be, that he will be executed. The only problem with the death penalty is that it's not used enough and quickly. enough, often enough, and quickly enough. But we want justice to be served there. We want the healing to occur in Charleston.
I just wish one of my brothers in the church had a gun so they could have stopped this murderous thug.
That's another thing. But if you speak truthfully about, you know, you use hardcore. It's hardly a racist entity. Use a hardcore fact about what they found about the prevalence of interracial crime and how it's overwhelmingly black on white. Then you obviously hate black because. You know, you're a racist. They just use these terms to discredit the people with whom they disagree, and they try to make you as nuclear and as radioactive as possible so that no one will come and support the work of those of us out there who are trying to have a different narrative. And this is my final word, Sam.
Nope. Hold on. Before your final word, I want you to stay there. I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to bring Richard Mack into it. We're going to keep you over the break, and we're going to tie this all together. Here's my issue. They don't even want you to be able to buy Aunt Jemima syrup anymore. Because you're a racist if you eat that stuff. I'm telling you right now. No Uncle Tom's rice for you, sir. Okay? These people are off the charts crazy. And here's the problem. They're not just saying they disagree with us. They're not just saying they think we're evil. They're saying, hey, if you have Christian beliefs, and I've maintained this forever, and I'll maintain my leadership on this point, they are going after the Bible and Christians as their ultimate goal. They don't care what divide tactics it takes to get there. They don't care what lies they have to manufacture to get there. They don't care about the dishonesty that it takes. The fact is that's their goal. They're not just disagreeing with us in the court of public opinion. What they are doing is tying this hostile agenda towards anything good and replacing it with everything evil. And they're doing it through codified legislation. Okay, in the Patriot Act and in some of these other, you know, legislative pieces akin to the Patriot Act, lone wolf extremists are a domestic threat term that has been created and codified to where when you get arrested as a lone wolf, you are not considered an American citizen with God-given rights, with a jury of your peers, with appropriate innocent until proven guilty scenarios. You are a terrorist, you are a war crimes criminal, and you will be dealt with accordingly, and all your God-given unalienable constitutional rights are suspended for the, quote, greater cause, the greater good. Now, these people are evil, and they've done the same thing they've done to you, to Richard Mack, but even more so, I submit. Yeah. Sheriff Richard Mack is kicking back. He takes pictures with literally hundreds of people, as do most celebrities. He won at the Supreme Court against Bill Clinton. It's ultimate payback time. So he gets this picture taken with a guy he doesn't know. He doesn't know him from Adam. He might have shook his hand, but even if he saw his face, he wouldn't recognize the guy. Then this guy turns out to be the murderer of cops in Nevada. Then they take that random photo and they publish it on the Southern Poverty Law Center website and say, Richard Mack, they don't say this, but they indicate, well, Richard Mack is a lone wolf white supremacist, basically. He's an extremist, and he's involved with and inspiring of and the creator of these murders. They didn't say that, but that's the tie they made. Am I off, Richard?
No, that's exactly correct, Sam. It was not just underhanded and yellow journalism. It was an intentional attack on who I am and to destroy what I do.
All right, hang tight. We're going to have you continue on this. We're going to bring James Edwards into it. We're going to mix it all together. These people, I'm telling you right now, have taken off the gloves with an absolute hostile agenda. We're going to talk about it, ladies and gentlemen, because it's dishonest. Yellow journalism is the nicest way you could put it. I've got a little more tart statements for them in seconds. Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, James Edwards, and Sheriff Richard Mack.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to repeat my question. If we're not racist as a society, then why do we have black churches? Isn't it enough to be Christian and to worship together, huh? What if I had a white-only church? You know what I'm talking about? I don't believe in that. I'm just making a point. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, former Sheriff Richard Mack, and James Edwards on your radio. The lone wolf extremists, like Dylann Roof, are easy to develop, but hard to track, Mark Fisher, Washington Post. They basically are intentionally tying us to terrorist activity. They're using terms that are codified in legislation that deny us our constitutional rights. The drumbeat continues. They know full well James Edwards is not a white supremacist or a racist. They know full well that Richard Mack didn't know this person in the photo. Okay, I am the manager of all the data for the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I'm telling you, this guy's name that was in the picture with Sheriff Richard Mack that went off and murdered cops, he's not in our database. We don't know him at all. Okay, I'm telling you, I manage the data. Folks, I know this. And I'm telling you that this is not a mistake like, golly, we saw this picture. We think Richard Mack might be good friends with this guy. Or, golly, we think that, you know, James Roof, or James Edwards, I'm sorry, James Roof, right? And Dylann Edwards, you know, that's what they're trying to do, right? Okay, they know full well that they have nothing to do with each other. However, Sheriff Richard Mack, and you're a police officer, at least have been so for 20-plus years, so I'm going to... They know full well, any investigation for 2 seconds will show you there's no links between any of these things, but they continue to drumbeat, nevertheless, with their hostile agenda. What do you say about that, Sheriff?
Well, they do, and it's the same thing that Mark Fisher did to James Edwards, and he knew he was lying. The Southern Poverty Law Center knows they are lying. They are propaganda schemers. They're propagandists, similar to the type of propaganda that we've seen throughout world history, where governments use the media to promote their agendas. And that is exactly what Barack Obama has been able to garner from the national media and international media, even though they know the facts to be entirely different.
And to prove they know the facts to be entirely different, they went to an event we had at Valley Forge. I spoke, Richard Mack spoke, Tom DeWeese, American Policy Center spoke. They had a person sneak in there, which we don't care if they came, but they snuck in as a member of the Southern Poverty Law Center, didn't tell anybody who they were. And then they reported that Richard Mack called for violence. We had video of the event and proved that a lie, threatened to sue. They quickly backtracked, and we have a written public apology. Well, public in the sense that it's not secret, but certainly not admitted to and promoted on their website. Nevertheless, you have a written apology for their lies and intentional smear tactics, right, Sheriff?
Well, it was a written retraction. They never, you know, and I guess it was a offhanded apology. Yeah, it was enough
to prove they flat out lied.
Yeah, well, yes, exactly, because they said that they mistakenly put that in there. But when you go to the video that you adhere to or alluded to, it's not even close.
Buddy, I was there. It's,
I know.
It's just beyond imagination.
And so, no, it wasn't even close. So there's no way that they could have gotten away with that in court saying, oh, well, we made a mistake, it sounded like this or whatever. No, they intentionally did it, and that's what the Southern Poverty Law Center has made a living doing. What really worries me is that law enforcement in this nation, and especially federal agencies, get training from the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they still have credibility because the national media gives them credibility, and so the lies and the yellow journalism are perpetuated because the Southern Poverty Law Center is in bed with the feds and in bed with the national media. And when I was on with Tom Hartman and he quoted the Southern Poverty Law Center, I said, don't sit here and quote the SPLC and pretend that they have some sort of credibility, because they're a bunch of liars. And if you give them credibility, you're endorsing their lies.
But they are in bed with the Homeland Security created by the Republicans. I'm going to say that again. They are. The Southern Poverty Law Center is in bed with Homeland Security, who was a Republican after 9/11 panic created organization. They get funding from the taxpayers. They feed information to Homeland Security. And that's why it's so scary when they start writing articles like Lone Wolf. They use the name of James Edwards or publishing a picture with a murderer and Richard Mack. They are intentionally making these links, but it has repercussions to denying you all of your rights, either of you.
Yeah.
Well, one point
I want to make there is that how funny it is when another event will occur in the United States, and they're going to the Republicans and politicians and liars in Washington, D.C., will come out and say, well, we need to have the new Homeland Security, the really good Homeland Security, so they'll come up with something else. Like, you know, like we didn't have the NSA or the FBI or the Secret Service or CIA or all these other dozens of agencies that are supposed to be protecting our country. So we come up and tell the American people, now we have the Homeland Security. What's going to happen the next event? They'll have the really good Homeland Security formed, or they'll call it something else. You know, they'll call it the Universal National Security or whatever they call it, because they will come up with another bureaucracy to supposedly make us safe, and even though that this has been such a huge bureaucratic failure.
All right, now, James?
Well, I wanted to get back to a couple of things, and of course I echo everything the sheriff said, but, you know, with regards to all of this media, all of these lies, you know, I don't run. I don't apologize. I've done nothing wrong. I know what I am, what I'm not. I know there's no link between this guy and any of us or any of our acquaintances and organizations, you know, that they specifically looking at the Council of
But even if you are best friends, though, one chooses violence, one does not, that's not a link at all.
Yeah, that's why, you know, if I knew him, if he'd been in my home, I wouldn't be no more responsible for his actions than I am now. But the fact of the matter is, they're doing all of this. Here's my point. This is going to knock y'all socks off if y'all haven't thought about this. But, you know, they say he wrote this manifesto in which he credits the Council of Conservative Citizens to opening his eyes to the reality of the dynamic of interracial crime, which, as we know, according to the U.S. DOJ, is overwhelmingly 83% when interracial crime occurs with black on white. So he gave the council credit. So there's this link now because he went to their website and got accurate information. All right, how about this, guys? What was it, last year, a guy by the name of Floyd Corkins went into the American Family Association's headquarters in Washington, D.C. and started shooting up people, murdered a couple of people.
Yeah.
There's video of him being interviewed by the arresting agency, and they said, why did you target the American Family Association? He said, because I went to the Southern Poverty Law Center's website, named them by name, dead to rights, and he said, I read they were an anti-LGBT hate group, and I thought that I needed to take action. Now, I'm going to be concerned.
I think it was the Family Research Council, if I remember right.
Thank you, Kurt. Yeah, we want to be accurate. I'm sorry about that. Family Research Council. Thank you, Kurt. So the Family Research Council. But he said he went to the SPLC's website, saw that the Family Research Council was a hate group, and that's why he targeted them. Now, I will be consistent and say that the SPLC, as despicable as they are, we're not responsible for his actions any more than the council was responsible for Dylan Roof. But I'm just saying the media obviously believes there's a connection, or at least they're pretending to believe that.
They're pretending to believe that. Now, let me make this other point, and then we'll have Richard chime in, too. There is an article in USA Today right now that has a couple of strange anomalies in it that I want to point out. It's the USA Today news section today, all right? And in this article, they talk about this Dylan Roof, and hey, should his crimes be considered hate crimes, or should they be properly reclassified as domestic terrorism? Should they be considered hate crimes or properly reclassified as domestic terrorism? Now, when you look up that lone wolf stuff and then you look up the Patriot Act and some of these other things, you start to get chills down your spine. Well, then the next interesting tidbit about this article, they have two names next to each other in the headline, Loretta Lynch and Dylan Roof. But the headline says Lynch Roof, ISIS fueled by similar ideas. In other words, ISIS and Dylan Roof and James Edwards, Richard Mack, Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby really were fueled by the same radicalization agenda, the terrorist acts by similar ideas. Now, here's the last part about this, then the break, then we'll come back. The headline says Lynch Roof. Did they just say Lynch Roof? Oh, we'll talk about that. Liberty Roundtable Live.
A backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that young living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so now the headline that I mentioned, Roof Lynch, it's really Lynch colon Roof comma. So it's Loretta Lynch and Dylan Roof, but the headline says Lynch Roof. Now I researched it, and 10 minutes ago it's been updated to say A.G. Lynch. Similarities in roof radicalization. So they're changing the headlines as we speak, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's like 1984 crazy. And I know that it doesn't really say Lynch Roof, but when you talk about James being virtually KKK, Richard Mack being lone wolf, everybody being violent, and then the headline from USA Today says Lynch Roof, I kind of find that a very, very strange anomaly, Sheriff.
Yeah, and you'll recall that Time Magazine put me in as a lone wolf also.
Wow.
Quoting again, Southern Poverty Law Center. And how long ago was that, Sam? About, what, 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, I can even look up the timeline. And then the bottom line is they had to apologize to Richard as well, and they said he could write any rebuttal piece he wanted, and he then said, I'd like Sam Bushman to write it. And then those guys chickened out and didn't dare publish my offering, did they?
No, they sure didn't. And, you know, of course, this is the fairness and honesty in the media. And, again, it's just a big joke. And this is the thing, though, I wanted to bring up. And maybe James and Kurt will know this better than Sam, because Sam has a little bit of a vision problem. But this is the thing.
A little bit?
Look at the picture that they published with Roof waving and showing the Confederate flag. We've all seen that, right?
Right.
Okay. What was he wearing? What T-shirt?
I'd have to go back. I've seen that picture a million times.
I know. I'm going to tell you right now. It says Gold's Gym.
Right. Yeah, right.
So why are we going after Gold's Gym as much as we are, in all fairness, the Confederate flag? Oh, the Confederate flag inspired him. Well, he's wearing Gold's Gym's T-shirt, for God's sake. Why don't we go after Gold's Gym? Why don't we expose them as the radical organization that must have influenced this kid? He's even wearing their shirt. So, you know, it's just as ridiculous to blame Gold's Gym as it is.
I don't even think they ought to be able to use the name Gold's Gym. It mocks black people and their gold teeth.
Gold's
I mean, come on.
Gold's Gym should be changing their name. They should be assailed publicly. They should be on the Southern Poverty Law Center list. And you know what? It just happened to be, maybe he never even went there. Maybe some friend gave him the shirt. Maybe he's never even been to Gold's Gym. They don't know, but I'll bet Gold's Gym is really ticked off that they published this picture with him wearing their shirt. But,
well, I'd be mad if I was Gold's Gym because it certainly didn't look like he had done very much lifting.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. But it's just as ridiculous and stupid
sure.
to blame Gold's Gym as it would be the Confederate flag. I mean, the Confederate flag is not a racist flag.
Thank you.
It is a symbol of the Confederate uprising or defense of state sovereignty, or that they just wanted to leave. It does not say we will kill if we can't keep slavery thing. And there was just as much racism in the North as there was in the South, and there still is just as much racism in the North as there is in the South. In fact, you know, where do these black churches exist? They exist in the South.
Why should we even have black churches if we're not a racist country? I don't even understand why we'd ever have a black church.
That is a good point. And why do we have black colleges and Black Appreciation Week and Black History Month and so on and so forth? I'm all for studying about this and the good people that helped shape America who were black or brown or Asian or Italian. I don't care. I don't care. But when we have to have these appreciation days, and then why don't we have Anglo-Saxon Appreciation Day? I mean, look at all the Anglo-Saxons that helped shape America.
And, that's right.
Let's have Heterosexual Appreciation Day and heterosexual parades. And this is just how stupid it's gotten out there. And you know, I was actually on a trip when this all happened. And I'll tell you what, we met some wonderful minority people on our trip, and we hugged each other and really became good friends. And, you know, we just, all of us just cried about this horrible incident in South Carolina.
I knew it. Racist right there.
Yeah. How is it that the media and the president portray everybody as hating each other? We don't hate each other, Mr. President. Our black friends and neighbors, we love each other.
By the way, there's a guy by the name of Andrew Clark Sr., a well-known talk show host. He's a black guy in Memphis, Tennessee, that called in on the program that this thug from the Washington Post refers to as the white supremacist program. And this black gentleman called up and said, "I agree with you 100%, James. Don't you dare let them use the race card against us. They have a different agenda. Don't fall for it."
He sure did.
Well, and I you know, one
the
thing.
Washington Post, by the way, I reminded the editor of the Washington Post, this is the Washington Post newspaper of record. This is their senior editor. You think maybe, just maybe, there'll be some modicum of honor and integrity in reporting. And I reminded him that, you know, my show has broadcasted for the last 10 years in Memphis, a majority black city, and that we had received, I have been named an honorary Memphis City Councilman, and my radio program has received a certificate of recognition from the Memphis City Council for outstanding contributions to the community. This is a fact. These are
The city council's got to be all white. I'm sure of that.
Well, you know, you're right. Yeah, right.
See?
But you know, but no, none of that matters because it doesn't fit the agenda. And this is why, though. This is why it's so important, ladies and gentlemen. You must support networks like Liberty News Radio and Republic Broadcasting, because without these networks, now certainly we don't have the voice, and all the media is speaking with one voice on this, by the way. Not one of them is saying, you know, you can't reasonably argue that there was a link between Roots and any of these other people that had nothing to do with it. Yeah, but they certainly
except Gold's Gym.
Right. They certainly believe there was no link between the SPLC and the shooter of the Family Research Council. They certainly didn't think there was a link there, but there is a link all of a sudden here. The media is speaking with one voice about this. Doesn't matter if it's the Washington Post or the smallest daily, all of the TV networks, link, 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 violence, 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 white supremacy, you know, Confederate flag, that. There's not one. Pat Buchanan wrote a great article defending the Confederate flag, by the way. But besides him, there's not one in establishment news that is speaking with anything other than a parrot-like voice of the narrative. And that's why these networks like this one are so important. And we've got to support them. Like, you've got to put your money where your mouth is.
I'm telling you right now, the racism behind Aunt Jemima syrup is legendary. There's now articles talking about that. You eat that stuff, and it just proves who you are. Now, Kurt Cosby hasn't had a chance to say anything. Kurt, the floor is yours, sir.
You know, one thing that is amazing to me, what I'd like to do is, really examine what, in my opinion, is one of the real keys to this whole shooting thing, and that is the drug link. You know, yeah. And yet I'd like to find out how much money.
How are you going
to
attack the racist?
The Washington Post. Good point. I'd like to find out how much money the Washington Post and all these other organizations take from the drug companies, the drug pushers, so that their articles won't really talk that much about that connection. Because, you know, haven't we been told forever that, hey, somebody's on drugs, they're really not in their right mind. And yet somehow this drug, what was it called, Suboxone?
Right.
That somehow it's just, well, it really didn't affect this guy because he had a southern connection. I mean, he had a flag with him, you know. I mean, this guy wasn't really a drug pusher, but you got the guys at Fox8.com with the headline, Suboxone, what is the drug linked to Charleston shooting suspect? But people on the big media, you know, the Washington Post boys, they won't really touch this because they get a lot of drug money. They're the drug cartel pushers. But, you know, you're just not going to see much of this, and that's simply because the drug companies buy the media.
That's right. Like, the Kurt spot on, I mentioned that. Kurt, by the way, talking about what, I think he quoted two sentences after an hour of interview. I guess he's trying to wait to say something stupid, which I'm not going to do. Something I don't. I mentioned, though, the drug. I said, you know, if you really want to get to what could have motivated him, broken family, high school dropout, and he was on drugs. And this particular drug, Suboxone, has been, you know, talk about links. I mean, these people were on it, and it's been proven that a lot of these mass shooters have been on this drug. I said, why don't we look into that? But you're right. How many billions of dollars does the pharmaceutical industry spend in media advertising? So that's completely, that has nothing to do with it. Nothing to see here. This is the Confederate flag.
I'm telling you right now, the plantation taste of Aunt Jemima, Fortune magazine, has an article, Why Aunt Jemima Can't Ditch Her Unsavory Past, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, they're attacking everything, ladies and gentlemen, with a belligerent agenda, never mind the facts, never mind the truth. But I'm telling you, they used to get away with this. Now with Liberty News Radio, with Republic Broadcasting, with Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Kurt Cosby, and the rest of us, they can't play that game of that narrative now because we're calling a halt to their con game. We're calling them on the carpet, and we're taking names, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going to get away with it this time. We're going to get bigger every day, and they're going to shrink every day, and pretty soon, they don't even know what to do with us. James Edwards, thank you, my friend. Godspeed.
Great to be on with you and Sheriff Mack.
Sheriff Mack, stay there. We want you with us the second hour. Do you have time?
Okay.
All right. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt Cosby, Sam Bushman, and Sheriff Mack in seconds. We the people can restore America. This nation shall endure.